I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all
everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, tonight's show will be jam-packed with information as usual. There'll be a focus on techniques and ideas, extraterrestrial techniques, meditations and ideas, as well as yoga techniques, ideas, and meditations. And it's a great night to have a paper and pencil handy so that you can take notes on a lot of the information coming your way, some of the strongest ideas that are compatible with ET Yoga. But before we get into all of that, I guess we're going to start off in the usual manner by having a little bit of Japa Yoga, which is mantra repetition, and that will be followed by the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation, which is designed to expand consciousness. So, if the guys in the booth would play those two short clips now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Hari.
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
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 Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari
Hari Hari Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Hari Om
Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Hari Om
Thank you.
I'd like to share with you the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation. First, you need to get really relaxed, either lying down or sitting comfortably or even standing up, whatever is the most comfortable for you. I then suggest taking a couple of deep breaths and imagine yourself in your perfect place of peace. You haven't a worry in the world and are just relaxing in your perfect place of peace. Then imagine the following. Around the area of your heart or solar plexus, just behind that area, is a bright ball of white light. It is a packet of energy that is your essence. This star that you feel inside yourself, this ball of light, now grows and grows and grows in intensity and gets stronger and stronger and stronger until it bursts forth as a beam of light, a laser-like beam bursting out of the front of you and stretches as far as you can imagine infinity to be. Stretching, stretching out as a beam of light beyond the solar system, beyond the Milky Way galaxy, and beyond, going faster and faster and faster all the way to infinity. But it is also elastic, so as it reaches infinity, it slows down and will stop and turn around, and as a solid beam, it will creep back towards you from the far reaches of infinity. Faster and faster and faster and faster and faster until it comes crashing through the center of your body and through you and out your back and all the way to infinity out the back. All the way out, further, further, until it reaches infinity and it returns, but a little faster now. And faster and faster and faster until it too crashes through you out the front all the way to infinity, but it returns even faster now out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front, back and forth, 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 and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and let yourself get used to this idea. And then when it gets right in the middle of your body, it crashes out the left side all the way to infinity and back out the right side all the way to infinity and turns and comes back through the center, out the left side and back out the right side and side to side and side to side and front and back 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 until you get used to the idea. And then you have created an X and Y axis. Now another beam goes crashing through your head up all the way to infinity and turns around and comes crashing back through your head and out the bottom and up and down 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 and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side. And it begins to build, 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 and builds to build until an infinite number of rays fly out simultaneously to infinity and stay there. You are suspended on beams of light, and you are stabilized at infinity. You hang there for eternity at infinity. Then you start to notice little bits of pulses, symbols, and signals, like a web that you are in the center of. Bits of information coming and going from every dimension and every space and time that exists. Every doorway and every gateway and forms and ideas and messages and communications like a giant matrix. You feel the ebb and flow of the infinite possibilities from every space and time, from front and back and side to side and up and down. Clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clickety-clack, clickety-clack. Now send out one large pulse on every line outward and receive one large pulse coming back like a heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. And now you're starting to sense a larger infinite mass mind behind this heartbeat, this pulse. It's like a gigantic awareness, one soul, one mind. You are suspended in the center of eternity. Boom, 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 boom. Now, with every heartbeat, a new breath, a new awareness, a new perspective, a new experience, a new sensation, a new dimension, a new galaxy, forever, forever, new, new, new. And now all the beams expand until you are surrounded in a sea of light that is becoming more transparent, until it is like a bubble, but you can still hear it. Boom, 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 boom. You can feel the seed of all that is, and as the blood flows from your own heart, as the seed of the infinite of all that is, on that pulse, you are connected from every direction and any direction simultaneously. And every time you remember your heartbeat, you will feel connected to this heartbeat. Be in your perfect place of peace and feel your heartbeat. Now, take a deep breath and feel refreshed, feel loved, and feel energized.
Yes, a couple of short meditations to start off tonight's program. Of course, the first Hari Om Japa meditation was led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. He was the founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, one of my spiritual teachers, in fact, the main spiritual teacher. And, of course, the Om is the first and foremost of all mantras. It is the sound of cosmic energy and contains all the sounds in itself. The spiritual efficacy of Om is heard not by the ears, but by the heart. It surcharges the innermost being of a person with vibrations of the highest reality. All galaxies, including ours, are rotating, and the sound they make is the Om. And the Anuswaram, or the nasal sound, or that humming, boosts the production of nitric oxide in the body as well. And Om opens up quantum tunneling, where the wormholes do not have a restriction of speed of light. And the secrets of this universe are contained in energy, frequency, and vibration. And if you make the sound of Om in front of a drop of liquid, it will transform itself into a Sri Yantra, which is a very specific visual form, which is symmetrical and also holographic in that every bit of it contains all of it. The Sri Yantra was revealed to Maharishis with 12-strand DNA and king-size pineal glands more than 8,000 BC. And we're going to be talking a bit more about the Sri Yantra in a minute, but I'd first like to give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And for those that are new listeners to ET yoga, you should also know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical and big pharma as much as humanly possible. And that's in keeping with the concepts of self-autonomy with relation to creating excellent health, maintaining it, and also dealing with specific issues as they arise, notwithstanding emergency situations. And the second meditation that was presented tonight was the XYZ, which was originally brought forward by Bashar after I had worked on a committee with Daryl Anka, who channels Bashar, related to the Extraterrestrial Open Contact Act. I got permission from Daryl to present my version of that at workshops. And I guess tonight we can call ET Yoga as kind of a workshop on techniques. and concepts. And that particular XYZ, I find a very powerful meditation, and it is designed to expand consciousness. And if you really go through the different parts of it sometime, when you have the time, I think you'll see exactly how that's so. And by the way, the archives of the ET Yoga program are usually come out about Monday after I do the show on Saturday, and you can easily get them. Go to my website, etyoga.com. Just hit the, there's a button on the main page called Radio Archives. Hit that one button, takes you directly to the last few shows. And there's no cost involved, and it's easy to do, and there's no strings attached. So then you can take your time and go through some of the points and meditations of that are presented on the program. I'm going to kind of move on because there's lots of material to cover tonight, and next item I want to talk about is also related to this idea of the Sri Yantra. And the Sri Yantra, of course, is like a visual symbol. It's like doing a mantra, but it's a different form of meditation, such as it's based on its the physical visual aspect of a meditation. And there is a technique called a 12-strand DNA activation mantra, which is Om Mani Padme Hum. And this is to be recited 108 times per day. It's also about the sacred Sri Yantra divine geometry. So the instructions are to place a Sri Yantra 2D photo in front of you at forehead height. And while you chant this mantra 108 times, that's Om Mani Padme Hum, then you gaze into the center spot or the bindu of the Sri Yantra, and it balances the right and left lobes of your brain. And a person who has access to both lobes is generating scalar waves and thus in touch with higher dimensional functioning. And the Dalai Lama actually endorsed this mantra, and it is very popular among Tibetan Buddhists. And I first recall hearing about it from Baba Ram Dass. So would highly recommend that. Also, I would highly recommend the meditations from Solara on Ra on YouTube, specifically the one activating your 13 chakras. In that definition, they're defining the heart chakra, overlaying all the other chakras as the 13th chakra. I now want to mention about the Egyptian healing rods, which I highly recommend. These are rods that only the pharaohs and the inner circle of Egypt used. And this technology was rediscovered by the Russians a few years back. All of the Egyptian healing rods actually will energize all the chakras and balance all the meridians. And their initial area of activity begins at the chakra indicated, and then it flows throughout the body, offering spiritual expansion and emotional harmony. And the rods are energetically conditioned in a 72-foot high pyramid outside of St. Petersburg, Russia. The rods and the energy of the pyramid are based on sacred geometry. They become synergized, making them powerful healing and transformational tools. And they're cutting-edge technology of the 21st century. And this was rediscovered from ancient Egypt. And with regular use of the rods, the blood flow increases, the mind becomes clearer, vital energy becomes more balanced, a more powerful biofield is created around the body, shielding it from negative energy. As the body heals, the rods add increased benefit and improved vision, healing, sense of smell, general sensitivity, and enhanced intuition. The immune system becomes strengthened and all the body systems work at a more optimal level. Mental and psychic abilities such as telepathy, clairvoyance, and connection with the flow of life are more easily attained with the use of Egyptian healing rods. And it's been proven that the effect of a pyramid, and this is like being in a pyramid every day, because these rods are like, they're copper and zinc with crystals that were forged inside a pyramid. And it's basically holding the rods is like being inside a pyramid for like 15 minutes a day. And the effect of the pyramid on a field structure of any object, regardless whether it is mineral, organic, or a living creature, causes serious changes within their structure, and such structures seem to be put in order and to become more optimal and harmonic. And very, very, very powerful technique. Apparently, they are not recommended for people that are having schizophrenic experience. Also, you're to avoid using the KANT rods, KANT rods, if you have low blood pressure. It's also not recommended for pregnant women, women during menstruation. It's not recommended after surgery or a stroke. It's not for epileptics. I think if you get the proper rods, and you can also check that out at sriandkirara.com. There are lots of information there about Egyptian healing rods. I've been using them for about 15 years and highly, highly recommend them. I'd also like to mention that another very powerful technique has been the Merkaba meditation. And even in some of the Pleiadian instructions for meditation, I've heard them even just say that all you have to do really is to just, you know, be in a very calm space, like a meditative state, and just call for and ask for your Merkaba field to be activated. Okay, this, so it just goes to show you there are many, many techniques out there. Some are a lot more detailed with respect to breathing, etc. Personally, for me, the way that I started off using them was that I would visualize myself inside a pyramidal shape, and inside that pyramid, two inverted tetrahedrons. And I would visualize myself inside these tetrahedrons, and then you visualize these tetrahedrons rotating, and they rotate in opposite direction in an equal and balanced way. And a good way to get that visual in mind would be to go on your computer and check out a visual demonstration of the Merkaba. And well, then what I would always do is state that I now call upon the activation of my Merkaba field, and I also am aware that my counter-rotating tetrahedrons are rotating in a balanced way at, let's say, half the speed of light. And then I would move on to the next level and say my counter-rotating tetrahedrons are counter-rotating in a balanced way at 60% the speed of light, and so forth, up to 70, 80, 90, 99. And then the last phase would be to intend that my counter-rotating tetrahedrons are counter-rotating in a balanced way faster than the speed of light. Concept here being that if you're going through that process and you hit the faster than speed of light, it will then take you to the next dimensional level. Now, also, what I found out years ago in conversations with Dan Winter, it was discussed that in the Merkaba meditation, the head needed to be tilted back about 32 degrees, entering the golden mean ratio before it could actually transcend the speed of light. And this 32% tilt is also the tilt angle of the chin of the Sphinx. and corresponds to the pump mechanism of the Kundalini. So Dan Winter suggests that you first sit with your spine straight, as you want your central channel unobstructed, and you come to the point in your meditation in which you visualize your star tetrahedron around you, and you say, equal speed. You exhale or blow. Next, inhale and visualize a cube around the tetrahedron and say 3421. You exhale or blow. Then you inhale and you see a dodecahedron around the cube and say 9/10 the speed of light. You exhale or blow. Then you inhale and tilt your head back about 32 degrees and imagine your cube tilting back into the dodecahedron. Say, faster than the speed of light. Exhale or blow. Notice as the head tilts back that a type of pump is formed from the tilt of the head and the straight spine and the angle of the sacrum. You relax with the head resting back and notice if your spine becomes hot or tingly as your Kundalini activates. And also, you can be aware of the terrific spin of your Merkaba. You say, you may find yourself almost locked into this position as it feels cleansing and awe-inspiring. And when you are ready, you straighten your head back to its normal position. And in a sense, this is what I kind of once visualized as even the ascension process, because what I believe is that there's a huge Merkaba vehicle around the entire Earth, and when the counter-rotating tetrahedrons at the Earth level rotate at the speed of light, then what's inside that Merkaba transcends to the next dimension. That's always been my visualization as to how the Earth will transcend into 5D. And the Merkaba itself is the divine light vehicle used by ascended masters to connect with and reach those in touch with the higher realms. Mer means light, Ka means spirit, Ba means body. And Merkaba means the spirit body surrounded by counter-rotating fields of light, spirals of energy, as in DNA, which transport spirit body from one dimension to another. The Merkaba is a geometric pattern that can move either like a torus or like a counter-rotating light field. The energy field of a person, which is always present, takes on this pattern when their consciousness is no longer purely focused physically and is now able to travel or is traveling through other dimensional realities. A fully activated Merkaba indicates that a person is able to take their body through stargates and to other dimensional realities instead of simply take their consciousness to other dimensional realities whilst leaving their body behind. And the Star of David, Teal says, that's Teal Swan, says, may have come about due to people observing the Merkaba, which is why it represents the idea of the soul or spirit transcending the temporal world. And it's long been thought that it sits inside the base of one's base chakra, and when activated, expands in a torus to encompass the body, and then transforms into the tetrahedral form as the dense bodies merge into the light body. And it can be activated by various techniques involving meditation, breathing, and focus, or by spinning techniques. And that would be something like the Pleiadian spinning techniques and the Sufi whirling techniques that were taught by Gurdjieff. Now, with respect to the spinning techniques, I'm going to go into that next, because this is extraterrestrial from the Pleiadians. And the idea here is the two main concepts are the pillar of light and spinning techniques. And this comes from Bringers of the Dawn by Barbara Marciniak, channeling the Pleiadians. And the Pleiadians say, from our point of view, you all have knowledge and you just need to activate the memory that is stored inside your being. We've noticed that some of you from your location of experience are out there moaning and groaning, saying we need help and assistance now and again. So let us suggest to you an avenue that you can definitely walk down, a formula that works. The formula is quite simple. It is for you in the moment and every day to consistently set out with clarity what you wish to experience. Perhaps what you want falls into a category of impossibility, according to someone else's boundary or someone else's limitations. With a sense of deserving and graciousness, discover inside yourself what will bring you happiness, what makes you feel light and connected and alive. What do you desire that will bring peace on the planet as you occupy your own being? Whatever those things are, begin to want them. Call them to yourself by saying, "It is my intention that I experience a harmonious lifestyle. It is my intention to experience health and energy that lead me to creative adventures. It is my intention that I be well provided for, that shelter and food and all of the things I need to experience life be given to me in great abundance, and that I, as I pass this great abundance on and share it with others." These are not ideas you have been trained to think of. Two or three times a day, devote a small portion of your time to getting clear about what you want. Every day, open the energy centers in your body and above your body by calling the frequency of light. We call this the pillar of light. Picture a beam of light coming into your 12 chakra centers, 7 inside your body and 5 outside your body. These chakras are information centers or vortexes that once activated begin to spin. And when they spin, they create a movement inside your body that activates the light encoded filaments to work together, rebundle, and form the 12 evolving helixes in the body. It is very important for everyone who wishes to be in complete balance with their physical being to practice on a regular basis some kind of deep breathing program. This is a program in which breath is very important and oxygenation is practiced so that oxygen is brought into the body. I highly would recommend here yoga pranayams. Now, another activity we recommend for those of you who wish to move into a vast acceleration of energy is spinning. Move from left to right, spinning around and focusing your vision on your thumb, counting and spinning. We recommend that you spin 33 times at least once a day. You may build up to 33 spins very slowly. If you're able to work up to 33 spins 3 times a day, so that you are spinning 99 times, well, we will see how long you stay on the planet, or at least in this dimension. When you complete spinning, however many times you spin, bring your palms together at chest level. Press them together, keeping your eyes open, and balance yourself with your feet a shoulder's width apart, so that you feel anchored and still feel the spinning at the same time. This tremendously accelerates the spinning of the chakra system inside your body, which tremendously accelerates the rate at which you can interpret and receive data. So, the methods to use are intention, breathing, using the pillar of light, and spinning. We will add a postscript to these as you are electronic beings who are altering your frequency at a very fast rate. We would recommend that you drink a tremendous amount of water, fresh water, purified water, or spring water. Water acts as a conduit or a conductor, and it keeps your system open and flowing. And that is information from the Pleiadians. I'd also like to suggest that in your water supply, you might consider putting an Andara crystal. I'm a big fan of the Andara crystal, and Andara crystals can be used to, because of the highest frequency of any crystal on the planet. So I put one in my Berkey water filter. And I actually heard recently from Sadhguru on a YouTube that he talked about how water can act as kind of a poison when it comes from the tap. Water is meant to actually sit for a few hours before it's used. And actually the process I just kind of fell into by accident was taking the water from the tap, then putting it into the Berkey filter at night, and then it sits all night, and then in the day I use the water and then fill it up again. And inside my Berkey is an Andara crystal. reason I use that, because I think it's the most optimum way to put a high frequency into your water. And if you don't know about Masaru Emoto and the power of water, water is a perfect reflector of consciousness. Water, actually the molecular structure of water actually changes when you put positive emotion into water. And also, it also changes into negative, ugly little formations with negative energy. So it's a really, it's a consciousness of its own. And since we're mostly water, what we can extrapolate from that as well is that when we are emitting emotion, we are putting that kind of emotion, whether it be positive or negative, into our own water as well. So water is a very, very important aspect of life, no matter how you cut it. I might also add that Dr. Yuki Nina, a Japanese researcher who studied more than 500 different antioxidants over a period of 30 years, found the most powerful and effective antioxidant of all those tested is one from ancient Ayurvedic herbal developments prepared called Amrit Kalash, and that's Amrit Kalash. Research shows that the antioxidant capabilities of Amrit Kalash are about 25,000 times more powerful than vitamin C and E. And taking it is supplying you with a Star Wars deflective shield. And this astounding ambrosia is composed of 44 different herbs and fruits that seem to work synergistically, enhancing the internal strength of one another's antioxidant capabilities. And amazing product. It's known to be a free radical scavenger. There have been tests with longevity, similar results to that of carbon 60. I would highly recommend this as well. Also, Haritaki, Haritaki, which Swami Nityananda calls the drink of the gods, is purportedly, if you take one tablespoon of this, it puts 300% more oxygen into your system, and it's like the equivalent of doing 2.5 hours of pranayams. So there's a couple of interesting products that you might be really interested in. And I'd also like to recommend the Qigong methods. I took the healing sounds online from Master Ming Tong Gu, that's G-U, and he states that energy that contracts creates stress, and if nothing is done to release the stress, it becomes chronic and creates blockages and stops the flow of energy. And happiness creates an energy flow, and when energy flows, then we feel good. And the main cause of chronic illness, in his opinion, or stress, is stress accumulation, stress especially related to trauma, and reflected in the body as blockages. And he would state that in the Qigong that we do the sounds that release the blockages and release the unconscious programming, and that's the summary of Qigong sound healing. And I might add that definitely there's a lot of science behind this. There was a Qigong hospital in Beijing, China, that which dealt with about 250,000 people over a 10-year period with an 85% success rate using no pharmaceuticals, no operations, and only Qigong movements and the Qigong healing sounds. So I would highly recommend that. Also, recently, Greg Braden's come out with a technique, and basically you get in a meditative state, calm your breathing down, maybe do some pranayams. Then basically it's a simple technique. You take your hand and touch your heart in a meaningful way. And apparently as soon as you touch an area of your body, your consciousness goes to that organ. And you do some slow breathing, and then you create a feeling. and you create a feeling that is related to either appreciation, gratitude, or unconditional love or compassion. And when you're focused on this feeling, what this does inside your body, it triggers about 1,300 biochemical reactions, kicks your immune system into high gear, and research has shown that that lasts then for about 6 hours after you do this technique. Very simple technique, can be done in about 5 minutes, a good way to boost your immune system. A lot of people have talked about ways to reprogram old beliefs. Well, the main, here's a seven-step process. Number one, acknowledge. In other words, own the fear or the pattern, whatever this belief is that you want to change. And then number two, ask, what keeps me believing in this concept? What will happen if I let it go? What's the payoff for keeping it? Because there always is one. What do I get to do or not do if I keep this pattern? Number three, decide if this pattern serves you anymore. Decide if you want to keep the pattern or dump it or change it. If you decide to keep it, observe why without judgment. Number four, if you decide to change it, decide what you want to change it to. Be specific. You must decide on a new belief, a choice for a new perception. If you willingly choose to believe in a new reality, you can eliminate this pattern. Number five, state your intention, what you intend to create. So you would say, I intend such and such. Your intention must include willingness to allow the change in your life. Number six, ask your spirit, your higher self, for guidance. Then release control of the manifestation of the intent to spirit. And number seven, trust. And that is a seven-step program, just one way to do this. Another technique that can be effective is once you become aware of a negative belief, as you become aware of it, it loses power. And the idea here is to visualize, let's say, as an example, you have a belief, money is hard to get. Okay, you want to, and say you want to pull the plug on that because you're noticing that in your life, money is hard to get. Okay, so you want to change the belief that money comes easy. So in your mind, you unplug, like visualize an electric plug into a wall, if you like, and with the belief written on the plug. And just unplug the negative belief and then plug in and see the positive belief activated. It's another technique for changing beliefs. I also want to share with people the importance of food in their diet. And this was best reflected in my experience through the Great American Rat Experiment. So basically, group one is fed a diet of raw fruits, vegetables, nuts, and whole grains beginning at birth, and the group grows into healthy, affectionate, and disease-free adults. Group two is fed the equivalent of the standard American diet with meat, milk, candy, lots of fruits, pastas, and breads. This group grows into vicious, nervous, cruel, disease-ridden adults, and they suffer from cancers, heart disease, and a host of other illnesses. Then, a third group is also fed the standard American diet, but this group suffers the same diseases and displays the same temper as the second group. But here's the amazing point. After the equivalent of 40 human years, the third group is switched to a diet of raw fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and nuts, and they turn into healthy, happy, disease-free specimens in 1 month. The Great American Rat Experiment shows you the importance of diet. And if we talk about developing the foundation for health, we're talking about, as Bisharp, an extraterrestrial from the Esasani race, points out, the fundamentals of basics of health are pure water, oxygenation, or like yogic pranayams, working on your stress levels to reduce them, getting exercise, detoxing, and moving towards vegetarian or vegan diet. Those are the foundational principles of excellent health. I like to throw in a seventh, which is getting sunlight, because sunlight creates vitamin D in the system, and vitamin D is the trigger to the immune system. But the bottom line here is that these are foundational aspects and should be the taught to all young kids about the amazing power that your body is an amazing healing machine. In fact, Bashar says that 99.9% of all illnesses can be healed by the body as long as you follow those, the basic foundation, as well as getting the proper nutrients. And I highly recommend Dr. Schultz at the American Botanical Pharmacy in California for superfood, which is a good place to get all the nutrients that you need. Another powerful technique that you can find are the solfeggio frequencies, and each of the solfeggio frequencies correspond to not only a note on the tonal scale, but to a cycle per second hertz frequency number, and to a specific color, and ultimately to a particular chakra in the body. And the 528 hertz frequency is known as the 528 miracle because it has the remarkable capacity to heal and repair DNA within the body, and is the exact frequency that has been used by genetic biochemists. And green, of course, is the primary color of our Mother Earth, and because our planet vibrates to the frequency of love or of the heart, and green also can be found in the middle of the color scale as seen in the rainbow. And there's actually six solfeggio frequencies. You can go on YouTube and get all kinds of 1 hour programs that deal with solfeggio frequencies. Another amazing technique I highly recommend is sun gazing, and as taught by Hira Ratan Manik. That's H-I-R-A-R-A-T-A-N-M-A-N-E-K, Hira Ratan Manik. And this is an ancient practice. Many proponents of this ancient technique, it was used by many cultures such as the Mayans, Egyptians, Aztecs, Tibetans, and Indian yogis. And they report not only healing benefits to common illnesses, but obtaining superhuman abilities such as advanced telepathy and going completely without the need for food. I mean, it is an amazing process. Doesn't cost you anything. One of the first things that people notice is an improvement in their eyesight. And at about the between the 30 and 45 minute level, pretty much all disease leaves the body. And it's an amazing process whereby light gets passed through the brain, through the eyes, to all the internal organs, and it's an amazing way to maximize not only activating areas of the brain that are dormant, but also in healing disease. So I would highly, highly recommend sun gazing. And I guess I can never repeat enough the Pleiadian recommendation that they said back in the 1970s, that we recommend that you get rid of your television sets because they're the primary tool used to manipulate your consciousness on a day-to-day basis. And this experiment is so finely tuned that you respond subliminally to disease via the television. I'm going to repeat that, you respond subliminally to disease via the television. So there's an entire generation that's killing itself by watching television and supporting the medical society while they're doing it. And it's definitely a big issue. Most of the subliminals on television are done through technology that was developed in conjunction with off-planet beings, and the use of subliminals to upset human consciousness has become a worldwide program, as we can, we can see. It jams your frequency, it makes it harder to do creative thinking, as well as, let's call it, reality creation. It's definitely, it also makes it, in my opinion, tougher to heal people if they're involved with watching 35 or 40 hours of television a week. So to me, these are like, you know, it's just not a good thing. In fact, the best that you can do is to limit your technology to what you absolutely have to have. Recent studies are now coming out from the medical field that even researching autism, that many autistic kids develop this because of too much electromagnetic radiation during the time the mother is pregnant and the fetus is exposed to too much radiation. And also, according to the Pleiadians, the other main cause of it is the vaccines. We've got things like thimerosal, which was banned probably 50 years ago in Russia, still being used in vaccines, all these neurotoxic elements in there, including nanoparticles, etc. I mean, it's something to be avoided, in my opinion. It's just one of those things in life that you need to really do your research about. And I'd also like to share with you another yogic technique, which I usually do at the end of the program. And I like to take this opportunity as well to thank the ET Yoga listening audience just for being you, because as Bashar would say, you're already making the optimum difference just by being you, and others become aware of the difference you're already making when you're doing your passion. And certainly following your passion and following your excitement is in alignment with your higher self. And I'd also like to state that nothing makes my week more than hearing from the ET Yoga listening audience. You can email me at green, G-R-E-E-N, at etyoga.com. And I appreciate hearing from your successes with techniques, ideas, concepts that you heard on this program. Really appreciate you taking the time to do that, or in making suggestions about future program content, and much appreciation to those people who do take the time to email me. And the yoga technique that I want to end, which I always end the programs with, is the Who Am I technique, and this is called the Vichara, V-I-C-H-A-R-A, that was originally taught by Sri Ramana Maharshi, a very powerful technique in my point of view. I would suggest you get to the highest place that you know how to get to, and before you start the meditation, it's the kind of thing that you can't just really do while you're listening to someone do it over the radio. You want to take the time to really focus and get your full attention centered in the center of your forehead and becoming that spot. And it's very important that you use your full focus and attention, like every ounce of concentration that you can muster to focus. And then you're asking the question, who am I? And the Who Am I technique is one that you can do throughout the day as well, because it actually helps you eliminate all other thoughts. And if you think about it, the thought I is the first to appear and the last to disappear. So when you wake up in the morning, the I am thought is the first that to appear. And this repetition of who am I is a very powerful tool in itself. So you ask the question, who am I, while you're centered in the center of your forehead, and then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all.